Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Schley is here, too. Bill is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, president and co-founder of Brand Team 6, author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, also The Microscript Rules, also The Unstoppables, and he's our good friend, Bill Schley. Yep. Welcome back.
Hey, I don't know what to say other than I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Another day on the surface of the earth.
There you go. Yep. I hear you. Vertical and upright under my own steam. Yeah. That's important.
I get up and check
the obituaries and the foreclosures, and if I'm not in either one of those, I'm going to have a pretty good day. Hey, Bill. By the way,
that's Carl Reiner's line, but I love it. Yes, go ahead.
No, I taught him that. He got that from me. Folks, as I mentioned earlier, Bill has taught us an awful lot about how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. We talk a lot about fundamentals, Bill. I still think, as you may have heard me say before, and Carl Reiner never came up with this, we got old school stuff that I still love. We got new school stuff that I'm trying to learn. And then we have the school stuff, that what I call the school.
The
school are things were valid 1,000 years ago. They're going to be valid 100 years from now. The school stuff. What do you think?
Well, as I was saying, we've got the books, but I think the most important thing that hopefully my magnum opus is what we're finally back working on again, the COVID thing has set a lot of us back everywhere, and we're getting back into the groove again. And we're finishing shooting this thing, the masterclass that we're doing. We're doing the online masterclass.
You've talked to us about the masterclass before.
Masterclass.
What is the masterclass about? What are the essence of the masterclass?
Well, it's about the forgotten secrets of the brand titans. The brand titans were those mad men and those mad women from back in the 60s, 50s and 60s.
Right.
Who created the greatest brands of all times,
and they codified and quantified the school.
Well, they did. But what they did is they found the greatest secrets of branding, and because they did that, they sold more shoes and beer and cigarettes and toothpaste and you name it than anybody else in history. And their brands are still here today. I mean, M&M's and Wheaties and Tide and all those brands, they're all still with us today, 75 years later, because of what they did. Because what they did, what they realized was they did the fundamentals. And I think that's what, in this COVID time, it's such a crazy time. And what we do is, just like in skydiving, I got to tell you, I'm still doing that, my friend, is that when things get crazy and things get dangerous or tense, you instantly must go back to the fundamentals.
Go back to training.
Fundamentals will always set you right.
When you talk to the military, when you talk to first responders, firemen, fire professionals, EMTs, police officers, when you talk to them and you say, how do you keep your head when the world is exploding around you? What they always say is you revert back to your training. And the training is your fundamentals. And that's what you just said. When everything is turning to mush around you in your business, if you can't default to the fundamentals, you're going to be lost. You don't know where to start.
And So let me couple of things. First of all, our fundamental slogan in the Brand Times Masterclass is that technology changes every day, but the truth never does. And in branding, and that goes back. And if you don't think so, we still go to church and we worship people and things that were from 3,000 years ago. The church, the truth hasn't changed on that. It hasn't changed in branding either, which is just find me a difference. A brand, people can write this down. A brand is a difference attached to your name. That's what a brand is in nine words.
Say that again, folks. This is going to be on the test.
A brand. Right, right. A brand is a difference attached to your name, a difference that you stand for. It's something you do, something you do that you give people that, that either takes away their pain or gives them an advantage that no one else does. But it's not 100 things. It's not 10 things. It's one thing that you stand for. Now, when you stand for one thing, all the other good things will follow. But you can't go out there and talk about 10 different wonderful features and benefits. Because when I say ADP, you say the payroll company. When I say Volvo, people say Safe Car. When I say Duracell, they say the longest lasting, best battery. Or Las Vegas, we say that's, you know, that's the city. They, it's one thing comes to mind, and that's what a brand is. It's that difference attached to your name. And that difference, now, the thing is that today with all the craziness going on, these brand people, see, well, one thing we're fighting about, you know, we're fighting everywhere, is all the agencies and the brand people telling you that branding is this mysterious thing with color theory and spirit animals and, and personas and color palettes and logos and things that only a monk from Tibet is to you know, get to hire someone like that to figure out branding. And I will tell you what my boss, Bob Froelich, who is one of the great brand titans of all time, he made some of the greatest commercials in all of history. And they went and they interviewed him at a big, you know, Life Achievement Award, this huge event. I said, Mr. Froelich, what's your philosophy of advertising? And Froelich said, my philosophy? I'll tell you my philosophy. People have a headache. They want it to go away.
I love that. I've heard him say that before.
No, that's... but I want your listeners to remember this.
That's right.
People
that's
have
right.
a headache. They want it to go away. You've got a benefit. You've got a product. You got, and what people want is, this is good also, people, there are eight human wants, and you need to satisfy at least one of those. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to have you know, focus groups in 27 cities to teach you this. This is common sense, everybody. Branding is 99% common sense, and all the rest execution. Or maybe it's 1%, no, I don't know, but it's common sense. Everybody wants to be safer. Everybody wants to be smarter. Everybody wants to be a little bit, a little richer. No one wants to be poor, I'm sorry, but they want to be a little richer. Everybody wants to be more popular. I mean, I'm trying to remember all eight of them. Everybody wants to be, they want to be more attractive. Everybody wants to be healthier.
Yep.
Okay? That you don't have to go to focus groups in eight cities.
Yeah. So well, here's the thing, Bill, as we move into the break here.
Yep.
This is what my couching of all this is a concept of analog. With all the digital that we have and that we're going to have, you and I are still, our children are still going to be analog. Nesbitt had it right 40 years ago. He said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. He was talking about the fact you and I are analog. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.